the morning of the Chayyadim, we're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Amadala, Simon Gimel. So what about the following scenario? If a person comes in late, and the tzibur already started Kriya Shema, and he can't be gomer Kriya Shema with its brachas before the tzibur will get to Shemoneh Esrei. Remember, we're making a big stress on davening tefillah b'tzibur over here, so why should he, what should he do? So in that situation, yispalei matzibur v'hakach yomer Kriya Shema b'chaseha. So a person will daven with the tzibur, Shemoneh Esrei, and say Kriya Shema with its brachas later on. Now, you're going to ask a question that what happened to the idea of being soimach gula l'tefillah, that immediately adjacent to finishing the brachas of gula, a person immediately starts the tefillah. So, even though he's not going to be connecting gula into tefillah, like we do in the morning, so the Chayyadim sort of avoids the question. He says, well, we have a different problem. Chazal say that Gal Yisrael and Ma'arav is Gula, and Hashkirenu is called Gula Richta. So a person goes immediately from Gula, including Hashkirenu, which is Gula Richta, into Shemoneh Esrei, he's being sent with Gula the Tefillah. Well, we added another Tefillah, which was not from the Gemara, it was from the time of the Goyim. Of the long list of psukim that we say, and then we say the paragraph of Yireinenu. So that's a hefsek between Geula and the Tefillah. So we're not makban a Geula Tefillah at nighttime. Well, once that's true, you might as well just daven Tefillah b'tzibur and say all the brachos Kriya Shema afterwards. Now he doesn't explain why we're allowed to do what we're doing. So the answer which the Mefarshim give is because since Chazal say in Gula Balayla, the Zman of Gula will not come at nighttime, it comes by day. Therefore, Gula's Laila is not the Iker, is not as Koshev as Gula's Yom. So Gula's Yom, we have to be masked with Gula's Tefillah, whereas Gula's Laila, where it's acceptable to separate between the Gula and the Tefillah. So therefore, if there was a need of the Gadim to add this paragraph, they could do so. And similarly over here, if there's a need to daven Birchas Kriya Shema with its brach and Kriya Shema later on, not before Shemoneh Esrei, because you're going to miss Tefillah B'tzibur, you could do so. Now, a person knows he'll get a later minyan where he can daven an order, and he'll have the Milan Smichas Gula Tefillah plus he'll have Tefillah B'tzibur. So a person should wait till the later minyan. He shouldn't, Mishabura says, he shouldn't rely on this opinion, this Kula. The school is only said in a case where you're going to miss Tefillah B'tzibur otherwise. Now, Chayyadim says, well, this Tefillah that we just added of Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, Yireinenu, because it's not from the Tekana of Chazal, it's post the Gemara, so we have the idea of being Samar Kula Tefillah, we have the idea of saying Baruch Hashem Kriya Shema, and then Shemoneh Esrei. So what should we do? Should we let this tekana of the Goyim make the person lose either Tefillah B'tzibur or alternatively lose Smichas Gula Tefillah? Doesn't make sense. Im yachol likras Kriya Shema u'birchas seha u'ladalek baruch Hashem le'olam. So the Chayyadim continues and says that a person, by skipping the paragraph of baruch Hashem le'olam, will be able to daven Tefillah B'tzibur, he should do so. And that Yedaleg Bispali Matzibur Yarmur Birchashim Lailam Ima Brachas Yirinenu Akhar Tefillah. So what should he do? He should say Birchas Kriya Shema, skip Birchashim Lailam and Yirinenu, go straight from Hashkivenu into Shemoneh Esrei, and then say the Psukim of Birchashim Lailam afterwards. Now, the Mishabura holds, and that's how the Maisa we Paskin, when a person says it afterwards, He says the long paragraph of Baruch Hashem Le'olam, but the paragraph of Yireinenu, he does not say the Chasima Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech B'Chvodoy. But the Chayyadim holds that you would. He says, even to the point of the bracha of Yirineinu and the chasima. The Mishmar Pasuk is not like that. So then that is halacha l'maisa. That a person would skip Baruch Hashem l'olam, he says it post-marav, but he does not add in the paragraph. And he says at the beginning of Yirineinu, but he does not add in the chasima of Baruch Hashem HaMelech B'Shvodoy, Timi Yimot Cholei L'olam V'ad V'Kamasov.